We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, man, we're back. Mark Sinrisa, rowdy happy hour here today. Joe Giglio, Chiggies and Pete's.
Here to listen to the show.
Yeah, I think that I pulled everybody. I pulled everybody during the break. They're all here for us,
That's
Joe.
That's what I thought.
Not Jack Fritz.
Yeah. They're it's disappointing.
Yeah. Well, we're live at Chiggies and Pete's in South Philly. For a limited time, I mentioned the B-Dog Impact Burger, but if you're looking to join a winning team, Chiggies and Pete's now hiring all locations full and part-time. ChiggiesandPete's.com. All right, so last night, and, you know, we're on the air, and news came down that LeBron was questionable for the game. And then he was out there, and he was shooting, and he was wincing as he was shooting, and the knee was a little bit tender. So I figured that he wasn't going to play. Line shot all the way up to 6 points when it was announced he wasn't playing. But the Sixers rolled. It was a relatively easy win, you'd say.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio. But before the game, you know, the TNT crew, Charles, Shaq, et cetera, they're talking Sixers, and they're talking about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Here's Shaq. And I love it because he doesn't even mention Ben Simmons by name. Listen.
E/I stay on big guys because I care about them. I want them to play a certain way. I want them to play at a certain level. Difference between him and his soft partner is he can take criticism without being a crybaby, and he still wants to play. Because me and Charles, we've been on him. We stay on him. We tell him to his face what he needs to do. He didn't cry. He didn't say, I want to be traded. He didn't, you know, complain about mistreatment. And that's the difference. That's why I like and respect him. The other guy I don't respect. I've been thinking about it. You're missing the whole season because they asked your coach a question, can we win without you? And your coach gave a funny answer. That should tell you you need to get in the summertime and work on your game. You don't think I haven't been criticized by you guys and Stephen A? You don't think I haven't been criticized by L.A. media, New York media? Great players get criticized, but the great players also step up to the criticism and perform. So this other guy, I don't respect him. I would get rid of him.
Yep.
He's spot on.
Yeah,
I think Embiid's won them over because remember 2 years ago? It's easy to forget now because how great Embiid's become. 2 years ago, he wasn't very good. And he was moping around, and he was out of shape, and they called him on it. And look, he's become – I mean, he's the favorite right now to win the MVP of the league.
Didn't they have a – wasn't there an interview where Embiid was like – Charles was talking to him or whatever, and Embiid was not happy talking to him on the air.
I think it was about 2 years ago.
It was. I mean, listen, the bottom line is that his fitness was an issue. The way he took care of himself was an issue. The stories about eating bags full of fast food on the plane or whatever, that was real. So you know what he did? Made some changes. And you see how much better the game is today from making those changes.
Yeah.
He was criticized. He answered the criticism. And that's what you do, right? Get pissed off about it. Be mad about it. You know what you do, Ben? Be mad at Doc Rivers and say, you know what, bleep him, but I'm going to come back. But he doesn't have it in him. What everybody realizes and stops working themselves up over Ben Simmons, he doesn't have it in him to work on his game, to do the foul shots, to do any of that stuff. He is what he is. So when he gets shipped off to wherever he's going to get traded to, he's going to be that player somewhere else.
Which is why I think it's hard for the Sixers to sell, oh, you can have Ben Simmons. Like, everyone knows this. Like,
everybody knows.
It's been a league like 5-6 years now. This isn't a new thing.
So now what Daryl Morey's going to do if he doesn't trade him by the 10th is he's going to hope that a Bradley Beal says, nope, actually trade me. I want to be traded. I'm not signing. And maybe he gets lucky. That's all Morey's doing is waiting to get lucky, waiting for something to happen with Lillard, waiting for something to happen with Beal or somebody else. The problem is the East isn't great this year. Joel Embiid is playing at an epic clip.
And they're going to waste it.
And if you, even that Sacramento trade, you might be the best team in the East.
Right. Every time someone says to me, well, what are you going to trade for him now that will make you a title team? Like anything.
The Sacramento trade.
Anything that they get for him now would make them better. Like they're getting zero out of Ben Simmons. Embiid's all by himself. Like, and they have some nice role players, but like Tobias, come on. Like he's a third player, fourth player. It's just role players in this team.
And those role players become that much better when you actually bring in, like, at least with the Sacramento rumor trade, you're bringing in three significant pieces to your rotation.
Right. These are good players.
Good players. You're a significantly better team. You're a much deeper team. You don't have to rely on it. Because Maxey's kind of shown what he probably is.
He goes up and down.
Yeah, like to me, he's a Lou Williams. He's a gunner. Not as good of a three-point shooter. But, like, he can score for sure. But I like Maxey a lot. He can be an important part of the team. But you still need more meat than you need some of this other stuff. You need meat on the bones in there. And, yeah, a trade right now could happen for you.
I can't believe they would waste this Embiid season. It's just like, I feel like one day we might look back and say, we really believe they did that? This guy was the MVP of the league, and they didn't try to help him at the trade deadline?
All right, so official prediction.
If we don't, we don't.
You're the betting guy. That's essentially, Jack, what they're saying, is that,
the Phillies are wasting an MVP season from Bryce.
This is what we do in this city, just waste MVP seasons.
On the record right now, would you bet that he gets traded by the 10th or not?
I would bet he doesn't.
So you bet he doesn't get traded. Jack, would you bet that he gets traded or doesn't get traded?
Does not.
Yeah. See, because, like, but see, here's where I would say the one piece of me disagrees. Morey's really trying to get this market going. Like, he's really trying to where if he really thought he had James Harden in the offseason, I don't think he's trying this hard. I don't think he's trying to get the Kings to increase their offer or give him what he's not looking for. Because if James Harden's guaranteed, or you really like James Harden's coming to Philly, then that's worth waiting for.
Yeah, if I knew that, I would just be sitting on my hands saying, like, all right, I'm getting a title next year. Like, but I it's very hard for me to buy it. It's a very strange, like, this just came out of nowhere 3 days ago. Like, all of a sudden now Harden's a Sixer? Then why? What have we been doing for the last year? It just, the whole thing is so bizarre.
It's bizarre. It is. It's
weird. That's not true. I mean, it had been out there 2 months ago, and then now it's starting to get more and more smoke around. Now you might be starting a fire.
Yeah, you might be trying to start a fire, and everyone says, I don't know about this.
Morey, what he's known for is making deals and being aggressive and just, like, Howie for so long tried to create a market for Carson Wentz that wasn't there, and anybody with half of a brain saw what was happening and what was trying to
and
be done.
And he took the best he could take.
And he actually did a good job, and he made the Colts wait a little bit. He had nowhere else to send Carson Wentz, and he ended up getting a first and a third out of it when it was all said and done. It feels like Morey's trying to do the same thing where he's trying to create this market that really isn't there for Ben Simmons. And it hasn't worked. Sacramento got close. I mean, if the Sacramento trade, the rumored Sacramento trade is real, that's a pretty good return, especially if you're able to get Tobias to salary the hell off the books.
Yeah, and what bothers me about the whole thing is Morey used to make all these trades in Houston. Like, why couldn't he trade Ben for something now and then? Then if he can still get Harden, why you could flip that stuff for Harden?
His last trade was for George Hill.
A year ago.
Which was totally underwhelming.
Waste of time.
But he did get rid of Horford.
Yeah, when he first got here, he did
get rid of Josh Richardson.
Yep. It just feels like he sat in his hands for a year. Like, where's the real Daryl Morey? I used to make trades every day.
Yeah, I'm just riffing, baby.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Is he still active on Twitter all the
very
time?
Very active. He's tweeting last night back at people.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Oh, see, I don't
get off Twitter.
I don't believe I follow him. And any GM or president or coach that's active on Twitter, I want nothing to do.
Imagine
with.
If Howie was on Twitter.
Well, Howie probably is on Twitter.
Well, he's
the actual account.
At Ethan from Doylestown.
No, but like
at Elliott Shore Park.
Steve Cohen, who's the owner of the Mets, him being active on Twitter and reacting to things is the worst possible scenario for your franchise.
Of course.
You know, and a GM being on Twitter is not, in my opinion, is bad for a franchise. It is not good. It is
but
not good.
For our purposes, we would appreciate it.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather he stayed off of Twitter and actually did a good job as a GM. Than being smug and being a smartass and tweeting back at people. So, anyway, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, or maybe you got engaged over the holidays, you're looking for the wedding band, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Best selection of diamond engagement and wedding bands in the entire area. All right, question is, would you trade a first-round pick in this year's draft and a first in next year's draft to the Niners for Trey Lance? If the 49ers go to the Super Bowl, Trey Lance might become available. Tough to move off of Jimmy Garoppolo, and they're able to get two first-round draft picks. So far, 81% says no.
So it's a little bit more reasonable than yesterday. It was a 90-10 split on the Russell Wilson stuff.
Jack, I have my new...
People would rather get Trey Lance than Russell Wilson?
You know what it is? I know. Well, it's the combination of the that Russell costs more money and the picks. Money. This is just picks.
Which is even dumber because at least Russell Wilson, you know that he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, of the your two ideas the last 2 days, I'd rather do the Russell Wilson thing. He is a great quarterback. Obviously, he's a great quarterback. Trey Lance, again, he couldn't beat out Garoppolo. He's played 3 games in 2 years.
Jack, my new favorite take on the station or on our show, and it's actually my least favorite take when I say it's my favorite take, is the Andy from Deptford type whining of, "Well, can't you just let him play out next year? You know, you're not to get another quarterback. He's fine. Just let him play. He's going to get better. You always, none of these other trades are going to happen.
Because WIP, they're always looking for the next quarterback.
Yeah. You know, he's fine. Why are you looking for somebody? He's fine. You trade for Russell Wilson. It's not going to happen. It's so stupid. Okay. Like, yeah, your simple mind thinks it's stupid. But if Howie was smart, he'd be investigating these things. Because they know Jalen Hurts isn't their quarterback in the future. Julio, they know that. And you know that they know that.
I don't know if they know that.
You know that.
I don't know that.
You know it. Let's go to Chris in Phoenixville. Chris, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Gentlemen, how you doing on this cold, snowy day?
What's it doing in Phoenixville right now, Chris? Some snow, well, heavy snow?
I'm technically in Devon right now, but it's not much. I mean, today's like
some light snow.
One inch light.
Dope.
Are you guys in the Malvern location at Chicken Pizza or down in the center?
We're in South Philly, so there's barely any. Yeah, there's not even any snow anywhere. I actually had to do some shoveling today before I came in.
Yeah, it's stopped now. It's going to pick up, I guess, again when we're on our way home tonight or something.
Right.
So what does Ben Simmons and Russell Wilson have in common?
Ben Simmons and Russell Wilson? You tell us.
Well, Ben Simmons is going to earn $37 million next year, or actually $35 next year, and Russell Wilson is going to be about $37 million. But one gives you production that's more well-rounded. The other one is one-dimensional, maybe two-dimensional. But the leagues are different. So the NBA, anybody can make the All-Star team. I mean, he got 2 votes this year, which is ridiculous.
And Wiggins is a starter in the West.
Well,
which
he got some sort of pop star to help him get votes online.
Yeah,
that
I don't
was
know
some
what
stupid
happened.
Story.
Yeah, well, that's because his agent told people to vote for Ben. That's just showing you how bad the NBA is when it comes to voting for Ben.
Right.
The All-Star team. You know, nothing's merit-based nowadays. Everybody wants it hot. They want it now. And they live by cryptocurrency, which is going to go down once the Federal Reserve steps in. So I would say
he said
that
I'm doubling
if
down.
You're looking at numbers, Garoppolo is not going to be a Giant next year because he's going to be a free agent after next year, and he's going to be earning way too much for what he's producing. And so Lance will be the quarterback for them. They're not going to trade Lance because he's under control. He's earning about $7 million next year or $6 million.
That's not the question.
But would
the
you
question
do
is,
it?
Would you do it?
I would take Lance in a heartbeat because I've been consistent since day one. Hurts does not have a strong enough arm to be a top-tier quarterback. Garoppolo is, you know, what he is.
Yeah.
And he's made bad decisions consistently, so – if you're doing the same thing and expecting different results, you know where that goes. If you're doing everything that everybody else is doing and expecting better than average results, you're also insane. So the Sean Payton thing, he'll either wind up in Dallas after they decide to part ways with McCarthy 1 year from now, or he'll wind up with the Miami Dolphins if Rodgers decides to sign as a free agent in Miami. But I think he's going to Denver just because of the offensive coordinator. But I think
the Broncos, I thought they were going to do that. I thought they were going to hire Hackett just because of the relationship he has and being the O coordinator of the Packers. It makes sense. They're making a run at Aaron Rodgers. He's the missing piece.
Think about the quarterbacks in that division next year. If they get him, Mahomes, Herbert, Rodgers.
I mean, and Derek Carr is no pushover.
And he's easily the fourth. He's the worst quarterback in the division.
And I think if you're the Broncos, The example and the template is there of what happened with Peyton Manning.
Sure.
He went there. They had a ready-made team. They had a dominant defense. They had enough on offense for sure. And he went there. They went to a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl. Right?
And his fiance also has a house in Boulder.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, she also – what was she doing? Eating mud or something
she
before?
Eats clay, yeah.
Clay, that's what it was, yeah. Yeah, she would fit right in out there.
Yeah, that works perfectly. The two of them.
find some peyote.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
Right. It actually would be a good fit.
I could see it.
It'd be a pretty good fit. So just like, stay with me here for a second, because I've seen a lot of people that say, like, well, 49ers aren't trading Trey Lance. This is so stupid. So Jimmy Garoppolo is under contract for next year, and it's not guaranteed. And like he's a free agent. He could go anywhere. And they actually drafted Trey Lance to be the replacement for Jimmy Garoppolo. But keep this in mind. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl here in Philadelphia. He doesn't keep the job because Carson Wentz, he was a high draft pick, but he also produced on the field.
Sure.
So he had the 2017 season, and he showed a lot of promise in 2016. Trey Lance hasn't shown any promise on the field. Carson Wentz actually showed. I'm shocked that Carson Wentz didn't end up working out after seeing him play in 2017. So, I think it was easier for the Eagles as an organization to say, we're moving on from Nick Foles. We do have a resume on Nick Foles, and we like Nick Foles, but he can't stay healthy, and Carson Wentz, this is what he's done. So it's an easier decision to make. With Jimmy Garoppolo, if you win a Super Bowl or go back to a Super Bowl, when you win a Super Bowl, that changes everything. That changes everything to where, you would have thought you wouldn't re-sign a guy like Garoppolo, and maybe you're not that impressed with what he does on the field. Super Bowl changes everything. Everybody gets re-signed. Look at the Eagles re-signed everybody here after they won a Super Bowl.
The only quarterback I remember winning a Super Bowl as a starter, not like a Hostetler thing, that wasn't the quarterback of that team the next year was Dilfer. I think they replaced him with like Elvis Gerbach, but Garoppolo's better than Trent Dilfer.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, like this isn't like that was an anomaly. Garoppolo's a pretty good quarterback. Well, I don't know if he's like the 16th or whatever. Like, he's not bad.
He's got a better skill set than Trent Dilfer.
Of course, yeah. And look, if Garoppolo wins a Super Bowl, there's no way he's not their starting quarterback next year.
Yep.
And then
what happens if they win 12 games next year? Then you're moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo. I know that the Packers moved on from Brett Favre after an MVP season. So that's there, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't the third overall pick. He was further in the 20s, but they went to him. But still, that's a ballsy move to move away from a starter that's working for a guy that's unproven.
And also, at that point, Favre was 38. Garoppolo's 31.
And he was a pain in the ass to him, Favre.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't wait to get that guy out the door.
Right.
Ironically, now it's happening again. Another pain in the butt, this quarterback. It's like he's like Favre all over again.
Garoppolo is not final year or two in you can easily make the case of we need to re-sign Garoppolo, not let him go and give Trey Lance the keys of the organization.
Right, which means he could be available, which means your idea has some merit, and I say don't do it.
Hey, tell that to those 49ers Twitter, Jack, that have been attacking you in your mentions.
Wow. Listen, sometimes you can only lead the camel to water. You can't make him drink it.
Exactly right. Let's go to Herb. Herb in Northeast Philly. Herbert, how are you, bud?
What's happening, Johnny Marks?
Where are you? Oh, you have a bad echo.
I'm home relaxing.
Yeah? Feet up on the couch?
I didn't know you were down there. I would have came down.
Oh, yeah. We're here on Fridays now, Herb.
I got to tell Ike Reese, what did he do? Go to a funeral in Cincinnati?
Yes, he did. Yes.
All right. Well, when he comes back, he tells him, I said, give him my best about the family.
I'm sure you're going to do. We'll talk to you next week, I'm sure, Herb.
But,
hey, Ben. How you been, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. The only thing I got to say right now is Andy Reid, go get it, my man. I think you're going to win this week, and you're going to win in 2 weeks. Go get number two, and hopefully all the physical and mental stuff goes away.
Now, are you and Andy friendly? Herb?
Of course I'm friends. Well, not like he when he was
Tundra.
You guys are acquaintances, though.
I'll be visiting the Big Red one of these days.
Will you go to the parade in Kansas City?
I ain't going to no parade.
Okay.
Do you know Herb was at umpire school the week before?
Like big league umpire school?
I'm going to go see him in his office.
All right. So Herb. But, We never got your umpire story because you were on the bus and people didn't want to hear. So what does your call strike three sound like? That's what I wanted to know.
My call strike three, I give it to him, you know?
Ha!
Herb, do the call, Herb. Strike three.
Thank you.
And then do you raise the arm or do you like punch the arm out?
I think you got to do a punch.
The left and then under the right one goes on
There you go.
It really pops out and it grows.
That's what we're looking for, Herb. Detail.
And you only do that when the batter's up there and he don't swing. When he swings, you don't do that.
Right, it's only
a called strike. Yeah,
you're ringing him up.
Works. We've watched baseball.
Herb, you got to ring him up. We get it.
So listen.
Yeah.
This Eagles thing, I'm going to tell you right now. Right now I'm watching Super Bowl 43. And like I say, we need to get receivers, okay, that run short patterns, medium patterns, long patterns.
All three.
You understand? We're going to need a couple receivers.
Right.
And, you know, to help out Devontae, like I told you.
All right.
I want to see them develop.
What about the running game, though? Because you're more of a run game coordinator than a passing guy, Herb.
Yeah, we got to run the ball. I told you, 45 to 50% of the time. Okay,
Herb, thank you. Have a great weekend. Be careful of the snow out there. Unfortunately, the expectation of this damn team to run the ball 65% of the time, like, the fans are going to now expect that, Joe Giglio.
Yeah, and moving forward, they shouldn't run it that much.
No, they should not. They should throw it 70% of the time.
Well, that's
65 to 70% of the time.
Yeah, I would say with Jalen?
Not with a real quarterback.
Well, no, I think
with their future.
I would say 55-45 is fine for me next year with Hurts. 55 throw, 45 run.
Okay.
Back to normal.
I think
part of it was they were trying to keep their bad defense off the field. I think part of the strategy was it's better to run on for our offense. Also, let's keep this defense off the field.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, why would you want them to be on the field more, right? And it did. It helped. Also helped Jalen in the offense. 215-592-9494. Elliott Shore Parks. We'll get back to your phone call, so don't go anywhere. But Elliott Shore Parks, would he do this deal? Is he surprised by the lack of buzz around Doug getting a head coaching job? And should we be worried about it losing any Eagles assistants this week? And what happened to the great Gannon?
Still could be Houston. That's the one spot. It might be him and Josh McCown as the finalists for the Texans.
He ain't getting the job.
JG.
He's not getting
the job. No, you're the JG.
That's right. How many JGs we need around here? You got Girardi.
Yeah, we
got
to get him out of here, Gannon. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I might outlast all these JGs around here.
Probably will, Joe Giglio. You probably will. Also, what are the ramifications with the retirement of Brandon Brooks as far as salary and who becomes the starter? Does that change things going forward? That's coming up next with Elliott. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We are live at Chiggs and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But, hey, listen, let's talk about betting. We're always talking about betting, but bet with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. They welcome you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. The bonus code to use, MARKS200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards, and BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com. The bonus code to use, MARKS200, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.